This is the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Olimon.
Good morning, Northern Colorado. It's time for the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. We want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the Oz behind the curtain. Thank you for spending this beautiful Saturday morning with us. I want to thank God for blessing me and you with another day. Amen and amen. I want to thank our amazing sponsors. Bessler Homes have been a part of Northern Colorado for over 55 years with passion and pride. Ted Bessler started building homes in 1968. Now with his son Jamie Bessler at the helm, the vision continues to build attainable, innovative, and personalized homes. The Bessler difference, where experience matters. The process is simple, fun, and you get more for your money. Explore their communities throughout Northern Colorado for yourself with sales centers and modern homes located in Ault, Fort Lupton, and Johnstown. Call Bessler Homes today at 970-573-7033. Bessler Homes, building the most affordable homes in Northern Colorado. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderley with Grandview Family Chiropractic. Call them today at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Call Julie Leafgren with Real Estate Connections at 970-590-7251. Julie will help bring your dreams home. At your local independent AMCO Center, call Don, Scott, and crew. They will provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Not sure what your vehicle needs? Start by calling AMCO Fort Collins to schedule a free vehicle courtesy check at 970-226-4477. Thank you, Donna Crew, for all your support. Carroll Excavation and Repair, whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. We had a pump go out on the well last week, and Matt and crew came out and blessed my family. Matt, you saved our lives. Call them today at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. Carroll Excavation and Repair. If you're in the market for a custom hat, custom logo, or graphic design, or first-class embroidery, look no further than Sick Lids. With more than 10 years' experience in the industry, Sick Lids have the skills you love. The perfect combo of excellence and quality, their unique work for your uniqueness. Give Sick Lids a call for all your custom hats and clothing apparel needs, 970-371-2069. Your vision, their passion. And Dr. James Kennedy with Kennedy Dental. Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment, 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Thank you, Dr. Kennedy, for all your support. I pray abundance of blessings over all my sponsors, and we have an amazing show for you today. Lots of great information. In our first segment, we have Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's The Rest of the Story. I started several mind-blowing fishing tales last week, but I wasn't able to finish because of time constraints, so I'm going to finish them this morning. These tales are written by the one and only Keith Catfish Sutton of WorldFishingNetwork.com. In our second segment, we have Derek Campbell with Kickin' Bass Custom Bait. Kickin' Bass and Hook 'em Bait and Tackle are teaming up, so I can't wait to chat with him about that. Joining us in our third segment, we will be joined by Las Vegas Raiders long snapper and Eaton Red great Trent Sigg. I'm going to ask him about the Aaron Rodgers possibility join Raider Nation. I'm going to ask him about that, Micah, and we'll talk to him a lot about. I have a lot of questions for him, so we'll talk to him a lot about a lot of different things.
If you really want me to hate Aaron Rodgers, then by all means.
There's a couple quarterbacks looking to go to Raider Nation. So Jimmy G's looking to go there, Aaron Rodgers. So it's going
to
be fun.
Hey, if they'd love to go to a failing organization that's going to be awful for years, right? But somehow beat the Broncos twice.
I hear you. And they're going to continue. And in our final segment, we have the HBT's Ice Fishing Report. Quick, easy report that you can go out and enjoy the ice this weekend. But first, it's time for the Hook 'em Bait and tackles the rest of the story. You know, anglers are well known for exaggerating their facts about their catches, which makes these amazing stories seem even more incredible. The first story, two records, 1 month. During 4th of July weekend in 2006, while fishing the 58th annual Mississippi Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, Donnie Simmons of Pass Christian, Mississippi, set a new Mississippi state record when he caught a 99-pound, 8-ounce amberjack. The fish broke the old record of 96 pounds set in 1984, a record many in salt fishing community felt that would never be broken. After his record fish was weighed in, Simmons said, "Our goal is to get a triple-digit amberjack." And lo and behold, he did just that, landing a 106-pound, 9-ounce amberjack, another Mississippi state record. I said that Mississippi state record just days later. Can you believe that, Micah? That's awesome. Valuable carp, story number two. A 43.13-pound Texas common carp landed in Austin's Town Lake during the Texas Carp Challenge in March of 2006, earned by angler L. St. Cry of an outstanding payday. The American Carp Society sponsored the challenge, paid him a cool $250,000 for his state record catch, the largest prize ever for a carp fisherman in the U.S. We'd say that carp definitely was no trash fish.
Wait, was that a pun?
Great double. On May 29th, 1992, Dorothy Taylor of Fort Scott, Kansas, was fishing on Lake Fort Scott when she caught a 53-pound flathead catfish. To her surprise, when the fish was cleaned, inside its stomach was a 1.5-pound channel cat with her hook in its mouth. The flathead had swallowed the channel cat tail first. On that, got away. In July 2006, after catching a tagged Red River bass potentially worth $25,000, but not knowing what the tag signified, Fred Rills Jr. of Shreveport, Louisiana, allowed his fishing partner to throw the catch back. You cannot believe how sick I'd been since I found out, and I know I'm going to hear about it for a couple of years, Reveals said. Yes, Mr. Reveals, you are. He threw back a $25,000 catch. He threw it back in the water. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Crazy glue to the rescue. A woman who fell asleep while fishing in a rowboat on a Minnesota lake won the How Crazy Glue Saved the Day contest. The lady was more than a mile from shore when water rising over her feet awakened her. She tried to mop up the water with her shirt, but it kept gushing in through a small hole in the bottom of the boat. Fortunately, the woman had a tube of crazy glue in her tackle box that she had used to making fishing lures. She cut a piece of the leather from one of her boots and then used the glue to stick it over the leak. The leak stopped and she kept on fishing. By the way, she added, I can't swim. Crazy glue saved my life. 24-hour fish fight. In 1993, while fishing from 25-foot boat, my turn two off Southern California, Cara Cogler and Steve Criley had to take turns fighting what must have been the most stubborn swordfish ever hooked. The broadbill took a bait at 2 p.m. and fought for 23 hours and 45 minutes before Cogler and Criley had it whipped. The swordfish, which was hooked on 30-pound test line, weighed 213 pounds, 8 ounces. Wow. Death by catfish. A July 2000 edition of London's Daily Express newspaper reported a huge catfish around 9 feet long. Witnesses said pulled an Australian angler into a lake and towed him to his death. Anton Schwartz, 45, shouted to his fellow fishermen when he hooked the giant fish, a Wells catfish, and tried to keep hold of his rod. After several minutes struggling, the fish pulled Schwartz off balance and dragged him into Eva Maria Lake near Vienna. Entangled in his line and unable to swim, he drowned. Believe it or not, according to a 1951 Ripley's Believe It or Not column, when James Price of Locust Grove, Arkansas, accidentally dropped his dentures into Bull Shoals Lake, he wrote them off as a loss. But 10 days later, he got them back when he caught a 20-pound catfish that had swallowed them. Comeback carp. In 2005, British golf pro Gary Hughes caught an 83-pound, 8-ounce world record mirror carp from France's Rainbow Lake. After the fish was officially weighed, he tagged and released it. Hughes returned to Rainbow Lake in 2006 to enjoy a free vacation he won for catching his first carp. And against all odds, on November 30th, 2006, he caught the same fish again to set up another world record. This time, the monster carp weighed 87 pounds, 2 ounces. It was strong-willed as it was last the year before, said Hughes, who released the fish once more. Maybe it will get even bigger, he thought. Bad day. British angler Dave Martin was fishing in England's River Idle in September 1988 when he disturbed a wasp nest hidden underneath a rotten log he was sitting on. The wasps poured out, found their way inside Martin's clothes, and stung him numerous times. Martin leaped into the river but found he was not welcomed among the fish he had been hoping to catch either. A large pike bit through his pants and slashed his leg. Saved by silicone. In Uncle John's The World Must Be Crazy is recounted the interesting tale of Denise LeBlanc. In 2003, LeBlanc and Mark Marzuni were deep sea fishing off the coast of Panama when Marzuni hooked a huge marlin estimated to weigh more than 1,000 pounds. Marzuni was trying to reel in the fish as LeBlanc, leaning over the side of the boat, filmed the catch. The marlin was nearly in the boat when it jumped and it impaled LeBlanc with its sharp sword through the snout, spearing her through her right arm, right through her breast and her side. The fish fell back into the water. LeBlanc collapsed on the deck. Marzini rushed to LeBlanc's aid and noticed her right breast was gone. Later at the hospital, doctors made an astounding discovery. The marlin's bill had shoved LeBlanc's silicone implant through her rib cage and into her chest cavity, preventing the sharp snout, from puncturing her lung and possibly killing her. You gotta have heart. In this book, Master Secrets of Catfishing, John Phillips relates one of the most mind-blowing fishing stories we've ever heard. After a very serious heart operation where a portion of his heart was cut away, the late Otis Toad Smith, when fishing for catfish, one of his favorite pastimes, Smith had told the doctors before the operation that he wanted to keep whatever portion of his heart they cut out. He said his heart belonged to him. According to Phillips, Smith kept the part of his heart in a glass jar filled with formaldehyde. One day after he came home from the hospital, he looked at the piece of his heart in the jar and decided his heart should perform some unusual function. He poured the formaldehyde out and replaced the liquid with fish formula's catfish scent. The first time he went fishing, he took a piece of his old heart from the jar, baited it on the hook, casted it out into the river. In just a few minutes, he caught an 8-pound catfish. Only now you know the rest of the story. Don't touch that dial. Coming up next on HBT Power Hour, Mr. Derek Campbell with Kickin' Bass Custom Baits. Keep that line tight. We'll be right back. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook 'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. We are live from the Yellow Communications Studio. You know, if you're in the market for custom hats or custom logo, graphic design, or first-class embroidery, look no further than Sick Lids. Felix Miro is one of Northern Colorado's premier designers. His work is done with the utmost attention to detail. With more than 10 years' experience in the industry, Sick Lids have the skills you love. Their unique work for your uniqueness. Give Sick Lids a call for all your custom hats and clothing apparel needs. 970-371-2069. That's 970-371-2069. Their vision, your vision, their passion. Joining us on the Bessler Homes hotline is Derek Campbell with Kickin' Bass Custom Baits. Derek, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing really good, man. Welcome to HBT, brother. Tell us about Kickin' Bass Custom Baits.
Basically, man, we started Kickin' Bass Custom Baits just over 2 years ago, this month, actually. And it's something that I did because during the pandemic, we were having trouble getting some of our baits that were made overseas in Japan, things of that nature. So I started researching what it would take to get into getting some custom molds made and getting into making soft plastics. And we spent about 6 months testing a bunch of stuff out and rolled out with about 10 custom baits, and this year we started working on hard lures as well that we've been airbrushing and hand painting ourselves. So
I see that you make some great custom colors, actually. I was watching one of your YouTube videos here, and you were painting the hard plastic that you guys you're offering now. And it's pretty amazing the process that goes into just making a rubber plastic bait.
Yeah, man. The soft plastics alone, that was something that not only did I not want to put stuff out that wasn't, you know, up to par, but you know, I kind of have high standards myself as a fisherman. It's something I only use specific baits back before I started making plastics, and would have to travel sometimes over an hour. like the other day, we just met up at Shields,
right?
And I live about an hour away from there. But it's one of those things that kind of it eliminated all that as well, and it kind of gave me another outlet. As you know, I work full time as a bounty hunter, yeah, as well as running the fishing channel, but the bait making is something that I'm hoping to transition into later in life and kind of do full time. And it just kind of goes hand in hand with what we're doing right now with Kickin' Bass TV. So,
man, that's awesome, and I'm excited. Tell us about the color matches with big brand names. I mean, you also do color matches, and you do a great job color matching with the big brand names, competing with them.
Yeah, that's something that I've had a handful of customers ask us to do, and we've actually done a video in the past on the channel about it. And, you know, there are certain things that some people just don't want to stray from. And they've got things like, there's certain, you know, a dozen, I'd say, colors that are just predominant in no matter what brand of plastics you're looking for in the industry. And they're producers of fish. They're proven colors. So a lot of times people want to try one of my new baits, but they want to do it in that color. So that's
correct.
Something that allows me to kind of do both for them. So
that's awesome, man. And like I said, you just released hard baits as well. The Big Bass Hunter. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's something that was kind of inspired by one of my favorite baits, the Mike Buka Bull Shad. And it's a 4-segment bait. We narrowed it down to a 3-segment. I wanted it to be a little slower sinking as well, so we could fish it shallow in the springtime. And that's our number one seller right now. We had originally just started with the drawing of a shad.
Mm-hmm.
I took it to a local machinist. He was able to sort of bring it to life through his 3D printing software, and he prints me up the bodies. We hand paint them, and that's pretty much how it goes.
You got it going on, brother, and that's awesome. And I agree with you. 2020 was hard. I mean, you'd go to a bait shop in 2020, and you couldn't find anything. I mean, everybody was getting outdoors because of COVID, and you're on to something right here, brother. Talk to us about the Lip Ripper crankbait.
Yeah, so the lipless crankbait is something I fish with year-round, man, and that's including ice season. If I'm having trouble locating fish through the ice, I'll even tie on a lipless in the dead of winter, and I'll rip that through the water column and cause that vibration to bring in fish even through the ice. But when the open water season comes, I've got that tied on 24/7.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And, so that's something that it's been around for, what, almost 100 years?
Yeah.
And we took that design, made it a little bit lighter weight so they wouldn't sink as fast. You could be a little more forgiving in areas where those tend to do get hung up because mm-hmm. of the double crank, the double treble hook on there. But yeah, man, I'm no artist really. Like when it comes to my artistic value, kind of most of that stays in the music realm and kind of doing graphic art and stuff like that. But I'm getting a lot better.
You are. I mean, I've watched some of your videos, buddy. You're getting way better. And the other thing is that we're kind of teaming up together, and pretty soon you're going to be offering the HBT rubber worm is what I don't know. We haven't figured out a name, but I'm excited about teaming up with you.
Yeah, man, that's going to be a lot of fun. So basically, when you reached out to me and we started talking about how you were looking for something to target walleye with your I guess for lack of a better term, just a double Carolina rig,
yeah,
with a couple of floating, realistic-looking night crawlers. I had an old design sitting around, and it had sort of a flat bottom to it. I turned that into a fully round, symmetrical worm. We dialed back the ridging on it, and I got a local guy in town that's machining us 2 custom molds right now, and that's going to be an HBT exclusive. So
man, that's
going to
awesome.
Be cool. Can't wait to get on that.
I'm excited. I'm excited to offer our customers your custom baits, buddy. Definitely. Okay, tell us about your idea. We talked a little bit about your show the other day. You had an idea for a bounty hunter show and a bass fishing show. Tell us a little bit about that. I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, we've sort of been working on for the last year or so, kind of on the DL, filming episodes here and there whenever we can for a new show called Bass and Bounties, where we kind of show you a realistic aspect of what it's like to be a bounty hunter every day. And then while we're working all throughout the state of Colorado, that can range from, you know, all the way up in Ground County to down here in Aurora, Denver, whatever, we're going to find local bodies of water. And we're going to spend every spare minute fishing.
That's awesome. Man, that sounds good. I'd watch. I would watch every week, brother. I think that's awesome, man.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, man. And it's definitely, like I said, it's something that's kind of been a slow process. It's something we're having to kind of film on the side as we go. And we're not always in a position to do it safely because we're not doing it with a big TV crew. And
right.
We're not doing big reenactments and stuff like that. What you're going to see is going to be 100% real.
100% real. And the fishing's going to be 100% real. That's a good thing, too.
Oh, yeah, always, man.
Perfect. Hey, Derek, tell our faithful how they can get their hands on your custom baits, man. Where do they need to go?
So basically, you can go to Instagram. You can go to kickinbass_custom baits, or you can just jump on Facebook or YouTube on the channel and find a link through there, one of our bait making videos, of which I'm actually kind of working on right now, where I found recently a swim bait, and it's a big brand bait that we found at the bottom of a muddy lake that had kind of dried up over the winter. We're repainting that today, and we're putting that in tomorrow's video. So
if
you look up
that
video, our YouTube channel, I'll show you guys all our baits, where to get them. Get a hold of me. I can take care of it.
That's awesome, man. Go to Kickin' Bass TV YouTube page. Check out his channel. Hey, Derek, thank you for taking your time and coming on with us, man. I pray blessings over you and your business, brother. I will be talking to you soon, man. Thank you very much for coming on.
Appreciate it, man. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Derek. You know, Don Scott, Dave Martin, and Lance Pickett have been operating AMCO Loveland and AMCO Fort Collins for over 39 years. That's a long time, folks. You can trust that your local AMCO center, Don Scott and crew, will provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Not sure what your vehicle needs? Start by calling AMCO Fort Collins at 970-226-4477. Or if you're near Loveland, call AMCO of Loveland at 970-667-3006 to schedule a free vehicle courtesy check. Thank you, Don and crew, for all your support. Coming up next on the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour is Las Vegas Raiders long snapper and fighting eating red great Trent Sigg. Keep that line tight and don't touch that dial. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the LO Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. You know, coaching up in Titletown, our athletes rely heavily on our healthcare providers to get them back to their peak performance. And there is no one better to do that than Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle with Grandview Family Chiropractic. They have a heavy focus on their athletes for injury, recovery, and prevention, and to boost the athlete's performance. We love nothing better than teaming up with the best chiropractic clinic in the area. Go see them in their new beautiful clinic located in Eaton, Colorado. Call Grandview Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. That's 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Joining us on the Bessler Homes Hotline is Las Vegas Raiders long snapper and a fighting, eating red great Trent Sigg. Trent, my brother, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, Daniel?
I'm doing really good, buddy. Thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to get it worked out.
Definitely. How's the family?
We're good. Kid's been a little sick on and off throughout the off season, so dealing with that. But other than that, it's been good traveling around a little bit.
I bet, man. Off season, man. What's your off season look like? How is that?
Well, pretty much all my friends decided to get married this off season, so I'm spending the whole time going back and forth to weddings. But other than that, just kind of hanging out in Vegas, starting to ramp up working out again. Start all snap here more here in March. And yeah, just slowly ramp up to the off-season program that starts here in April, and just get back around the guys at that point.
Man, that's awesome. And so you actually, you know, the off-season, you take the time. So it's basically wedding season for you guys right now then.
It really is, pretty much, NFL guys.
Okay.
Married this time or in July.
I got you. So I've been hearing rumors floating around the league that possibly Aaron Rodgers may be joining the Raiders. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think it'd be really exciting. Like, Aaron Rodgers obviously has an amazing career, and I was always a big fan of him growing up. So it'd be really cool to be able to say that I played with a guy like that I looked up to for a long time.
Could you imagine, man? I mean, now you guys are looking at a Super Bowl if he comes. I mean, literally looking at possibly a good Super Bowl or at least deep playoff run if he comes to house.
Yeah, I mean, obviously don't want to start throwing out great stuff, but yeah, I mean, he's a really good quarterback. I feel like we've got a pretty good team, So, you know, it'll just be interesting to see, because one of the reasons I'm hesitant to say that is I remember last year after we signed Devontae, like, there was kind of a big expectation for us going in, too. But there's a reason you go in and play the games, and you just got to come in and work. Can't expect anything to happen just based off of an off season.
That's right, man. And I know Devontae Adams is pushing real hard for a reunion as well. I know that's what I've been hearing as well. So it'd be good to see him go in there and kind of turn things around on that offensive side of the ball, for sure. I've also heard Jimmy G may be looking at coming to the Raiders. That, too, is kind of floating around.
Yeah, that's another guy I've got a lot of respect for. I mean, pretty much all he's done while he's been with the Niners is win. So, yeah, it'd be really interesting. I mean, I'm just as excited as you guys are to figure out what's going on in our quarterback room. And then Jared also stepped up last year and showed that he could play too. So I think we've got some good options no matter which way we go.
It's a good problem to have, definitely, for a coach to have that many weapons or that many choices. I know at a glance, one of the things for your career, man, is you helped set a franchise record for most points scored in a single season. Daniel Carlson for that, man. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's Daniel's record. I just try to do what I can and stay out of his way. But yeah, it's definitely cool to have been a part of something like that, especially in an organization like the Raiders, where special teams has been such a big part of their history. Between Ray Guy, Seabass, Leckler, Condo, and they're a bunch of great specialists here. So it's cool to be able to say I was part of a record up there with some of the greats.
And your career, I mean, just, you know, you started at Eaton and you know, I had an opportunity to help there and watch you, and it was a pretty awesome experience for me to watch you guys go through that. I mean, you're talking single season record, 150 points. He converted 40 of 43 field goals in 2021. That's pretty awesome, man. That's I mean, it says a lot for the snapper, though. You're just as important as the holder and the kicker. I mean, you guys all have to work in combination with each other.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely all kind of just work off each other. And I know Daniel has a lot of confidence in the operation, and that just kind of shows through his success. He knows that the ball's going to get there and be down and be where it is, and just take something off his mind so that he can go out and perform at the high level that he does.
How's your dad? I remember, you know, every summer your dad would be out there when we would just do off-season workouts. He'd be out there helping you snap the ball, too. Is he still helping you snap the ball?
He did during COVID, for sure.
Did he? Did he? Good. Good.
Yeah, the ball's coming back a little bit faster than it used to, so he has to wear some gloves or just try to knock the ball down.
I bet.
Yeah, it was kind of cool, actually, during COVID when we weren't allowed in the facility. I came back to Colorado, and we went back out to the old high school field at Eaton, and my dad was out there catching for me, and it was just kind of a throwback to when we were doing that in high school, and I was trying to just make it up into college. And just,
make it up to that next level. And I remember you guys just out there all the time, every summer. Anytime we were out there, you guys, you and your dad would be out there working on long snaps.
Yeah. I guess all the work paid
It paid off, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. So what I did is I went, you know, I work at the middle school. So I had a bunch of middle schoolers ask me, you know, I told them you were coming on. So they have a couple questions for you. And so I'm going to ask you these questions for you. They're pretty simple questions, but I thought it would be awesome for them. You know, hey, I have Trent coming on. Do you guys have any questions for him? So I'm going to hit you with a few questions. Is that okay?
All right. I'm all ears.
All right, brother. First question. What makes a good football player?
I would say the drive, honestly. I've seen a huge array of talents and skill sets of the football players that I've been around in both college and the NFL. But I'd say the main thing is really just the drive and really willing to do what it takes to be a great football player. Because there are definitely guys that have a ton of talent, but they're not able to put it together for some reason or the other. But I mean, even just kind of looking at Austin and all the success that he's had, that's the main thing I would give him, too. Like, he's a great athlete, but he also works at it like no one does.
He had that drive in high school, too. Like I said, in the summertime, off-season, we'd be out there working, and he would be out there with you working. And so it was great to see. And so that's a great answer. How do you handle pressure was the other question I was asked.
Really, it's just kind of having confidence in myself and the fact that I've done what I'm going out to do, like literally hundreds of thousands of times. Like you said, those reps in the summer, during the off season, just going out there and just building that confidence and knowing you have that skill set. And like, yeah, you're out there and you got tens of thousands of people there screaming, watching or whatever, but you know that you know you can do it because you've done it so many times, and you can kind of just block it all out, that and a little bit of breath.
Just think all those people watching you. I mean, any little thing can go wrong. I mean, that's just a lot of pressure. You do a great job at it, too. So, okay. They also asked, are you a team player?
I mean, I got to be. I'm a long snapper. I don't really have many individual stats.
True that. That's a great answer, man. Now, okay, the one kid had asked me, and I think this was a sixth grader, he asked me if you could choose to be any football player, and I thought about this before I asked you, because I was like, maybe I shouldn't ask him this. If you could choose to be any football player to be, who would you choose?
That's a good question.
That's what I thought, too. A sixth grader asked me that. I was like, he wants to be Trent Sigg. What do you mean, who he wants to be?
Anyone, I'm going to take myself off the table because I think that's the spirit of the question.
Right.
Honestly, I love the career that Max Crosby's been having. Like, I loved rushing the passer in high school when I got to do that. And I think Max is just a crazy awesome player, or really, really talented player. And he's another guy that has that drive, and he just has a motor that just doesn't quit, and he gives it his all every play. So I really respect the way he goes out and plays the game.
I miss you coming around those edges too, brother. I wish I could see that again, but I'd love seeing you out on that field, man. It makes me happy.
If we can get a pass rushing package with me in it.
That would work. I'd love to see that, man. I'd love to see that. Maybe in the Super Bowl next year when you guys are in there.
Yeah, we'll have to get a couple. It's been a minute.
Go Broncos.
Last question. Who do you want for the Super Bowl?
KC
or Eagles?
I think I got to say Eagles. Kansas City's AFC rivals. I know a couple guys on the Eagles that are cool, so I'd like to see them go win it. But yeah, the Super Bowl definitely does take on a different dynamic once you're like at that level and you're looking at it and you're like, dang, really wish we were playing this weekend.
No kidding. I bet, man. I bet. You will, man. You just keep working at it, brother. I believe in you, man. I think you're going to be there. I'm going for the Eagles, too. NFC East, I want the Super Bowl trophy back in the NFC East. You know, a lot of people were doubting the NFC East this year. It became the NFC Beast, if you ask me. And so I'd like to see that trophy back in the East, for sure.
You're okay with that as a Cowboys fan?
Yeah, exactly. I am, brother. It's just something about, like you said, it's the Super Bowl. To have that trophy back in the East would be, for us, would be great. Yeah.
Go Broncos.
He's terrible. I'm telling you, he's terrible. Okay, Trent, I want to treat you to dinner, so let me know when you come back to town, all right, brother?
All right, I'll keep you updated.
Awesome, man. We have regional wrestling this weekend, too, if you're in town. If you're not, man, just to let you know, we have regional wrestling going on in Eaton this weekend. It's going to be huge.
Okay.
All right. So, hey, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate you sharing your story with us, man. Thank you very, very much. And when you come back into town, call me and we'll do some ice fishing, brother.
All right. That sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Trent. I pray blessings over you, your family, and your NFL career. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, God bless you guys.
All right.
Go Raiders.
Go Raiders. Yes, sir. Bless, you know, Bessler Homes has been part of Northern Colorado for over 55 years with passion and pride. Ted Bessler started building homes in 1968. Now with his son, Jamie Bessler, at the helm, the vision continues to build attainable, innovative, and personalized home. The Bessler difference, where experience matters. The process is simple, fun, and you get more for your money. Explore their communities throughout Northern Colorado for yourself with sales centers and model homes located in Ault, Fort Lupton, and Johnstown. Call Bessler Homes today at 970-573-7033. Bessler Homes, building the most valuable homes in Northern Colorado. Coming up next on the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour is the Hook and Bait and Tackle's Fishing Report. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour live from the Allo Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I've been thinking about what you have done to me. The damage is much deeper than you'll ever see.
Go Broncos. Welcome back to HBT's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. I have the right lure to draw you in. You know, not only does Kennedy Dental care about the passion and vision of our youth, they also care about their dental health. At Kennedy Dental, they are committed to providing you and your loved ones with exceptional dental care in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. Located in Eaton, Colorado, Kennedy Dental is known to be the best dental care clinic in the area, and they can't wait to help you feel better today. Call Kennedy Dental today at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Right now, we are going to have a fishing report, and I want to get everybody to go to NoCo Fishing News on Facebook. Mr. Brad Peterson has a excellent fishing news, a NoCo Fishing News app that he has on Facebook. I want to get you guys to go there. It's NoCo Fishing News. Check that out. He's got great articles in there, and he talks a little bit about fishing in Northern Colorado. And I'm going to mention a few lakes here in Northern Colorado that he mentions. One of them, you know, as far as the local ice bite, Lawn Haggler continues to produce trout and wipers. Chatfield and Douglas are still the top walleye producers. With the snow on top of the ice starting to melt, really target the twilight hours to get more bites. St. Vrain, which is a great lake, is another good bet if you're wanting some trout and panfish. If you're looking to take kids out fishing, definitely you want to take them out to St. Vrain. If you don't want them to be bored, if you want them to catch a lot of pan stocker fish and some pan-sized fish, definitely go to St. Vrain. That's one place that I'll probably try this weekend just so I can get a good bite. Try getting away from the crowds. The less activity on the ice surface, the more bites you get. That's great advice. So the less people that are on top of the ice, the more active the fish are going to be underneath you. Lake information, there's water running in both North Sterling and Pewitt. Pewitt is getting pretty full. The ditch is getting pretty full, and this will cause the ice to come off quickly out there. So it might be worth checking out the inlet area for some early ice fishing. Hopefully a good number have survived the low water pressure from last season, and that's been constant for all the lakes here in Northern Colorado is the water flow. I know I was out at Boyd last week, went ice fishing, and we had good ice. The ice out there at Boyd Reservoir is about 12 inches thick. We were out there by the boat ramp fishing in about 12 inches of ice. Great ice, good snowpack on top of the ice. It was great weather. Unfortunately for us, we didn't catch anything. We did have a few bites. bites. We had six bites where we were able to fight the fish, but we weren't able to pull them through the ice. And we think they were trout because they were biting a lot on power bait. We did have minnows out there. We did have waxworm, but nothing was working but power bait. So if you're going out to Boyd Reservoir, definitely want to go grab some power bait and take that out there. Cherry Creek and Chatfield Reservoir, for a quick disclaimer, fishery surveys are a one-time snapshot that can be impacted by rising and falling water levels. And like I said, that's been a problem for us this year is the water levels, water temperature, weather changes, and more. That could have a lot to do with the bite. And so Boyd is one of those funny lakes this year where it had low water pressure. The bite isn't very active. It wasn't active all year long. And so we're having trouble with the fish bite. But I have a feeling that the water, with the snow that we're getting, the snowpack we're getting up in the mountains, that water level is going to come up and the bite's going to get even better. I'm very excited about the fishing in northern Colorado this year because I see a lot more ice on the lakes. I know there's a pond outside of, it's next to Walmart by Timnath. That lake right there, I know they're reporting about 8 inches of ice, and they're having some really good luck with trout and panfish. And then, of course, Red Feather is having all kinds of good luck up there. What a great way to start a Saturday. We have a fishing report. I want to thank all our guests for coming on. Derek Campbell with Kickin' Bass Custom Baits. Trent Sigg, the long snapper for the Las Vegas Raiders. Thank you for taking time out and sharing your story, guys. I really appreciate it. I pray abundance of blessings over all my guests and over all my sponsors. I want you guys to be safe on the ice. Remember, if it's less than 4 inches of ice, stay off it, okay? Remember, to have something you've never had, we have to do something you've never done. I'm Coach Daniel Alamon. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.